This is the opening market report on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Jim, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Hey, good morning. We are seeing a little bit of a rebound here in the overnight market. Corn up to 2.5 cents. Beans gained back about half what they lost yesterday, up 6-7 cents. And the wheat market followed along, Mark, up 2 to 4 cents. 2 on the Chicago, 2 couple on the Kansas City, and up 4 on the Minneapolis wheat.
So yesterday we saw that downturn for soybeans. What did you see as kind of the main culprit there?
I think right now, truly, is we're just trading kind of a more of a choppy sideways trade. The market couldn't follow through from the other day. And I think more than anything, we failed at the 50-day moving average. That kind of stuffed out the upward momentum, and now it's a chop waiting for tomorrow's big WASDE number. I mean, there's a lot of debate of what this crop is right now. I mean, the crop rating's still holding in there relatively well, but let's face it, the latter part of August into September, there's no doubt about it. Mother Nature did not cooperate, turned off the water, and turned on the heat. So a little bit of debate on where this crop's going to come in at. The government gives its next opinion tomorrow. And I think that's what's going on.
Are the trade estimates, have they made any wild cuts to that yield potential that we have talked about because of the weather? Or has it been more of a mild cut?
It is a very mild cut, I would argue. I mean, in general, Mark, the old axiom is big crops get bigger. What it seems like right now is the big crop stalled out. The average trade guess for corn in August, we were at 183.1. It's a 182.4. So a very slight reduction, the range 180.5 to 183.5. On the beans, the yield in August, 53.2. Interesting enough, the average trade guess, according to Reuters, 53.2.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Today's agriculture demands expertise, and no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
December corn up a quarter of a cent at 404.5. November soybeans up 5.5 at 10.02¾. October soybean meal up 20 cents at 313.50. October soybean oil up 34 cents at 40.63. On the Merck, October live cattle down 17 cents at 176.15. September feeder cattle down 22 cents at 238.25. October lean hogs up 12 cents at 78.67. Class 3 milk is up 3 pennies at 23.14. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.